Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Stefan Juarez?
Yeah, this is him.
First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track, in general?
General? Yeah, things are going, kind of a little off, but,
Maybe a little ground track?
Yeah.
Okay, and now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of Sound Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
Oh, yeah, Lavin, yeah, I know where Lavin's at, yeah.
Okay. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
In 89.
89, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
Yeah, we're Latino, we're Chicanos.
Is that you or someone in your household?
Me, I am, my family.
And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're just doing enough to get by.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Okay? The first one is more parks and recreational opportunities. From 1 to 5?
5.
5. More good paying jobs. From 1 to 5?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Say 4.
4. And the last 3, better public transportation options.
Public transportation? Three.
3. More dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5.
5, yeah, I'll say, go to 4 on that one, yeah. Oh, it's too packed.
Better. Okay, the last one, better street and road maintenance. From 1 to 5.
Five.
Thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Yeah, I'm employed.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? What do you think? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
There's a good amount. I think, you know, there's work out there for everybody, so I think it's fine, but we could always use more jobs. Yeah.
Will you say about the right amount?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I think there's a lot of, mostly all the warehouse jobs. Yeah, too many, yeah.
And now thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. And for each one, please tell me yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Do you strongly or somewhat want to see more?
Uh, Somewhat, yeah, not too much. It's gonna be too packed. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I'm at work right now, and I have to do a move. I have to do a move, and I don't know if there's any way you can call back later.
But we're almost done. I don't know if you have 3 minutes.
Okay,
more.
I got like a couple, like two more minutes. Yeah, two more minutes.
Okay, I will read fast. Okay, the next one: doctor's offices and hospitals. Yes or no?
More doctors and hospitals? Yeah, we need a hospital. Yeah.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Would you like to see more strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yeah, strongly, yeah.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Dollar stores, this is for Levine, the Levine area, right?
Yeah, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
Yes,
strongly,
or
no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, and the last one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Somewhat, okay?
Yeah.
And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
In Levine, more stores. More stores, type of like, sports, Walmart, probably like, I don't know, say thrift stores, like more store, affordable stores.
Okay. And speaking just a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate, barely, or very big problem?
I say moderate.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is very big problem, barely, moderate, slight, or not a problem?
It's for some people, it's a problem. Yeah, because the rent's going up, so... But for where I'm at right now, we have to...
Very big problem or fairly big? What do you think?
In general, big problem, yeah.
Okay. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of housing. And please just tell me yes or no, okay? If you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one, housing options for seniors. Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
For seniors, no, not right now, no.
No. Townhouses or attached homes?
Townhouses or what?
Or attached homes.
Attached homes? Townhouses?
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat.
Single family, detached homes?
Single families? Yeah, single families, yes.
Strongly yes or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Apartments? Yeah, more apartments, yeah.
And strongly. Last few questions, and we're done. Thank you, sir, for your time. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years, Phoenix.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living
with your family? I rent.
Lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a little fast, okay? I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. And just tell me, please, whether you favor or oppose each one.
Okay, come on, make it fast.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Favor or oppose?
Favor or oppose to make more construction buildings?
Of more condominium buildings, yes.
Condominiums, in favor, yeah.
Okay, strongly favor or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Strongly favor,
strongly favor.
And the last three, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
In the same neighborhood as the houses?
Strongly favored, somewhat, or opposed?
Somewhat.
And the last three, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat.
repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Okay, somewhat.
Somewhat favor, right?
Yes, somewhat, yeah. Okay.
And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favor. And last three questions, and we are done. Just for
the okay. I gotta go, man. I'm sorry, I have to go. You keep saying three. I gotta go. Bye.
Three questions, really.